Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So we'll start with Harps, Anthony. And First Division fixtures this season, they don't get any more daunting than a trip to Turner's Cross.
No, I mean, you're going to face the league leaders who, you know, they're the biggest team in the league, obviously. And, you know, when you look at League of Ireland clubs, they don't come much bigger than Cork City, you know, with the fan base and the potential that they have down there. And I suppose it's a travesty that they're actually in the First Division, but it shows you the strength that we have in the Premier Division at the minute, that a team like Cork finds themselves down in the First Division. But, you know, it's a real daunting fixture for Finn Harps this, you know, Cork going to travel to play Cork at any time, but, you know, they're sitting, they had a wee blip there a few weeks ago where they lost a couple of games, but they've bounced back with four wins in a row, which gives them a 12-point lead at the top of the table. And, you know, I think it's fair to say at this early stage of the season that the Chase and Pack are playing for second place.
And Cork did have their wee blip. As you say, they were beaten twice in a row after going the whole start of the season unbeaten. 1-4 in a row, three of those were actually away from home. What would you put that down to, those couple of defeats against UCD and Cove? Maybe a wee bit of complacency crept in at the time, was it?
Well, possibly you could say that, all right. But, you know, UCD and Cove are two teams that find themselves in the top four. And traditionally, you know, UCD will always be up around the top of the league anyway. Cove, you know, obviously the derby, it's a derby game, so there's that much more at stake. But possibly a wee bit of complacency, maybe, you know, when they've gone into, you know, such a commanding run of form at the start of the season, and maybe a wee bit of complacency. But certainly, it's from Barry Robson's point of view, he'll be delighted with the response that they've had coming back with them four victories on the bounce.
And one of Harp's best results of the season was actually a 0-0 draw at home to Cork back in April. So that's something Kevin McHugh will be using as a confidence booster heading into this one. The fact that his players have lived with the quality the Leasiders have already this season.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that Finn Harps can take confidence from is the games that all the games they've played. I know that, you know, you look at the league tables and league tables don't lie, and they've only won four games. But there's been very few games where they've lost by more than a goal. I think the only game they've lost by more than a goal has been the Treaty game away from home, where they lost 3-0. You know, they've been in the wrong ends of 2-1s or 1-0s, but, you know, they don't give much away. The problem probably is they don't score enough of goals, and that's probably shown in the fact that they've drawn six games already this season, where if you think about another goal in three of them games gives you another 6 points, which puts you right up into the playoff places. But one thing about Harps, they are difficult to break down. And I think, you know, the games that I've watched, you know, you look at, you know, young Sheridan goals, I think he's been really, really good. He's been really impressive. And then obviously Turish at the back, who has been their talisman for the last number of years. He's their leader. But not only that, like, he's the one that pops up with important goals from time to time as well. So while it's a daunting task going to Cork, they can take confidence from the fact they've taken a point of them previously this season, and they don't concede too many goals and they don't get beat by too much. So when there's a goal in it, Mark, you've always got a chance.
For sure. Well, we'll have live updates from that game with Trevor Welsh from the 7:45 kickoff at Turner's Cross tomorrow night. Elsewhere, as you said earlier, Anthony, Cork are 12 points clear, which is fairly remarkable considering UCD were actually right in the mix a couple of weeks ago. I think UCD actually went top for a period. The students have now lost their last three after being unbeaten for eight in a row, I think. Willie O'Connor said, kind of fallen off the pace a wee bit at the top.
Maybe a wee bit, but you look at the top, it is very top, very tight there with UCD, Wexford and Cove and Bray. Like, the top five, there's only 3 points separating them. But again, as I said, and I, you've heard me say this a lot of times, that UCD are always there or thereabouts. And when you're dealing with a young side like that there, you know, there will be time from time to time where they will go on runs where they maybe lose a game and it's followed by another loss. But, you know, Willie O'Connor at this stage, he's a very experienced manager at this level now. He's been there quite a number of years now. So UCD, you'll always see them thereabouts, Mark. But again, you look around there and it's very difficult for any of them to seriously compete with Cork City.
Yeah, well, UCD welcome Athlone to Belfield tomorrow. Elsewhere, Bray are at home to Wexford. Kerry go to Cove in a Munster derby. And Longford Town host Tritty. So, Premier Division matters, Anthony. The table stretched out a wee bit in the past couple of weeks. Shamrock Rovers now 5 points ahead at the top of the table, and they're ahead of St Pat's. They meet in Tallaght tomorrow night. That that could be a massive game in terms of the way the title picture's sitting.
Yeah, and again, Mark, it could have been so different, you know, with the Bowes Rovers game on Monday night, where with 17 minutes to go, Bowes were actually leading 1-0 and sitting joint top with Rovers, but the game swung in the last 17 minutes with goals from Enda Stevens and McGovern. And then it puts Rovers in that position where they're 5 points clear now of Pats. But it just shows you the strength and depth that Rovers have, you know, where they're getting goals from everywhere. And but it was really unfortunate in Bowes, because they'd played so well on the night.
So Derry City, two scoreless draws in a row. They head into tomorrow night's game against Dundalk. Before we talk about tomorrow's game, a wee glance at the table here, Anthony. It'll show you that Derry City have won just 4 out of their 19 games. That's the second lowest amount of wins in the league. That is such a poor return after so many games played.
Absolutely. And, you know, we look at the league table and only Waterford have won fewer games and they're sitting at the bottom of the league. It's so frustrating for Derry City, and like we've spoken about this now for the last couple of years about their inconsistency. And you know, the narrative over the last couple of years when you're talking about Derry City, especially their home form, has been the pitch, or the pitch of the brand. They always poor. They've gone to Celtic Park, and the complaints are that the pitch is poor. But it's the same for everybody, Mark. And you know, with the amount of investment that has been put into Derry City, they certainly expect better than 4 victories at this stage. Now, in saying that, you know, you look at the losses that the top 5 or 6 teams have had, and Rovers, Pats, Bowes have all lost 4 games. Derry have only lost 5 games, but it's the draw column that's letting them down. They've got 10 draws in there, and it's far too many games to be drawn. If you're seriously going to be thinking about being contenders in the Premier Division, that's far too many games. And, you know, and the one thing about Shamrock Rovers, and we've seen it over the last number of years, and Pats to an extent more recently, they are capable of going and putting 3, 4, 5 ones together on the bounce. And if you can do that in the Premier Division, you're putting yourself right back in the mix and giving yourself an opportunity. And Derry don't seem to be able to do that, Mark.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night is another chance for them to get 3 points and possibly close that gap to the top 4. But Oriel Park is certainly a tough place to go these days as well.
Yeah, I mean, Dundalk have had a brilliant start since coming back into the league. You know, and it's so difficult to go there. And I think credit has to go to them for the performance that they've put in. Like, again, they're another team that's only lost 4 games since coming back into the division. And they put themselves right up into the mix.
Yeah, so two all draws so far this season between the teams. So who knows how that one will go tomorrow night. In the other top flight games tomorrow, Shelburne play Galway United. Sligo Rovers are at home to Bohemians, and it is Drogheda United up against Waterford, as we said earlier. Shamrock Rovers against St Pat's. It's 1-2. Anthony, before I let you go, not long now until kickoff at the Aviva, Ireland taking on Qatar, and it looks like Seamus Coleman's going to be around the Ireland fold going forward. It's likely he'll be going to a new club next season, but if you were to look at the bigger picture, Seamus, he's had some career at Everton and hopefully even more to come now in the next chapter of it.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, he's been a fantastic ambassador for not only Donegal, but for Irish football in general. The path that he had, you know, coming from St Catharines through to Sligo Rovers and then getting that move to Everton, he's been an absolute credit, you know, especially to Donegal, I suppose, but to Everton Football Club as well, for the time and, you know, that he put into that football club, the length of service, the quality performance he put in over 17 years was phenomenal. And hopefully, you know, there's more to see from Seamus. Like, obviously, his time at Everton he's cut it short himself. But he certainly feels that he's got more to offer in terms of playing. And I suppose the one thing about him is that the fact that he wants to remain involved with the Irish setup has given him that encouragement to continue playing. And, you know, There's been a few rumors about where his next port of call will be, and a lot of talk about him possibly ending up at Coventry City because of his link with Frank Lampard. So it would be great to see him remain in the Premier League, but from an Irish point of view, more importantly, it'd be great to see him continue to be involved with the senior international team.
He is involved tonight. He's in the squad for Ireland's game against Qatar, which kicks off very shortly. 7:45 is the start time in Dublin. Anthony Gorman, thank you very much for joining us on The Score once again. Great insight as always, and we'll be talking to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Mark. Talk soon.